With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Brought to you by Standard Life. Retirement specialists getting you ready for your second life.
Joining me now is Leo Enright, space commentator, and today he's here to take us through the highlights of 2025 in space, from missions and discoveries to the breakthroughs that might redefine our very understanding of the universe. So nothing big then. just the casual stuff, Leo, really.
What is the stars, Joxer? What is the stars? Avlian Fuihianus Fi Watcher.
Well, there you go. Thanks for coming in, especially on the 27th. Appreciate you being in here to talk about 2025. And I kind of feel like every year is this startling new era in space, but particularly this year. Any highlights you want to offer as like up to the gods of the universe? What was the big thing 2025?
Oh, that's really, really simple, Sean. Really simple. The launch of Ireland's latest mission to Mars.
And you say Ireland's latest mission.
Latest is an important word there, because okay, we've had missions to Mars since the 1980s.
Really?
Not many people know that. Now, NASA might disagree with my characterization, because it was them, or the American taxpayer, who paid for this mission. But it was the chief scientist on the mission is a mate of mine, Lillis is his name, Rob Lillis, from Ireland. So he's the chief scientist, the man in charge of the whole mission, and it took off using Jeff Bezos's newest mega booster, an enormous rocket, almost the size of the Saturn V that sent men to the moon back in the day. So that was enormously exciting. I was there with Rob on a boat out in the ocean off Cape Canaveral watching this thing take off. It didn't get a lot of attention here, which disappointed me.
I'm surprised, because I'm quite interested in this stuff and I didn't really hear much about it.
Yeah, no, it's very, very unfortunate. It's a science mission, very fundamental science. It's the important stuff. It's the stuff that tells us how the universe works. But it's hard to explain, you know, in three sentences on the radio. So
right,
please don't ask me to explain.
Well, in four
Martian
sentences, could you?
Magnetospherics. but Rob has been working on Mars. You know, an Irish guy who goes to work every day on Mars.
Working remotely, taken to its ultimate extreme.
Exactly. But Rob has been working on Mars for many, many years. In fact, the mission most recently before this that he was involved in was, in fact, lost in space just this past month. The MAVEN mission, which was in orbit around Mars for 10 years, was actually, NASA lost contact with it about 4 weeks ago.
Right.
And they're still frantically trying to find it. It's orbiting, we know, around Mars, because the laws of physics say it must still be up there, but it's missing in space.
And
we wait with bated breath to see if NASA will regain communications. But all is not lost, because the Irish mission will be replacing it in orbit around Mars in a couple of years' time.
We've also seen, and I know Mars is sort of the new frontier and sort of the sexy thing in space at the moment, but the moon has become more interesting to us again, and to those people who have the conspiracy theories about whether we were actually there once, they might go, well, why is it so hard and taking so long for us to land there again?
You ask a reasonable question, Sean, and the answer is that the first time was incredibly dangerous. The astronauts were taking risks that, honestly, in the modern era, would just not be allowed. They had, and it was well acknowledged at the time, they had a 50-50 chance of coming back alive.
Wow.
I mean, that's not trivial.
No.
This was during the Vietnam War, a horrible American engagement in Southeast Asia. And the death toll in that war of Vietnamese primarily, but also of young American men, the death toll was high, but it wasn't remotely like 50-50. Mm. Whereas the astronauts knew when they got into that rocket 50 more years ago now that they only had 50-50 chance of surviving the flight. Nowadays, we don't do that stuff quite as recklessly. And excitingly, this coming year, so next week is next year, of course, and American astronauts will go back to the moon, hopefully in February. They're talking about a launch in February. They won't land. They'll loop around the moon and come back to Earth, if all goes well. But even that mission, you know, there are worries. Can they safely survive this flight? Because it hasn't been done for 50 years. Mm. And there's a worry about the heat shield. And nobody is going to relax till those four astronauts, three Americans and a Canadian, until they're safely back on Earth after a 10-day mission. So there's a lot to look forward to next year. However, Sean, I will make one final comment about the moon. The Chinese will get to the surface before the Americans. There is now really no doubt that the Americans will not get back to the moon before the Chinese land astronauts on the moon before 2030.
Oh, so it's not, I was going to say, was this in the next year? So that's not even, this new space race is really America-China, and it's one we're measuring in years rather than months.
Certainly, yeah. I mean, the Americans, as I said, are going to loop around the moon. They will do that before the Chinese. But there really is now, looking at the technology, the state of technology in each country, the Chinese have been powering ahead. This year, they did important tests of their lunar lander that the astronauts will fly to the surface. And next year, there will be further tests of the rocket that will launch them to the moon. So everybody now expects that the Chinese will be there before the Americans. But of course, the Americans were there, I assure you, were there more than 50 years ago.
Yeah, and what that mission of rounding the moon happened around this time of year as well, didn't it? Was it Apollo 8?
Yes, you've got, absolutely, Sean. Apollo 8 was this time exactly. Yes, it was. They were in orbit on Christmas Day 1968, and there's a famous story about a letter that was sent to NASA after the astronauts broadcast the first live television of the tiny orb of the Earth floating above the surface of the moon. Somebody wrote to NASA, because 1968 was a very, very bad year. The assassination of Martin Luther King, the assassination of Bobby Kennedy, and the Vietnam War. Somebody wrote to the NASA and said, thank you for saving 1968.
Wow.
So maybe they can save 2026 as well.
I know, yeah. We'll have to look forward to that. Well, Leo Enright, thank you so much for coming in and for reviewing the year that was and previewing 2026. And plenty more years to come, I would imagine, as the space race, the new age space race, heats off.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.